Barbara, what's on your mind?
Well, I saw a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for quite a while, and she happened to mention that she had arthritis, and I was wondering, how many different kinds of arthritis are there?
The two major ones are called rheumatoid arthritis. That one is a so-called inflammatory arthritis, which means that very frequently the joints swell, and if you run a blood test for inflammation, you find it. And there's a specific blood test for the rheumatoid type of inflammatory arthritis, which is one of the most two common types. Now, the other very common type is happens to be called osteoarthritis. Sometimes it's called degenerative arthritis. And although it does hurt, it rarely swells. It's just pain in the joints, and sometimes the degree to which the joint can be used is limited, sometimes by the pain and sometimes just by stiffness. But those are the two major sorts, ma'am. And the second one, the osteoarthritis, doesn't really have a blood test at this particular time, although Meridian Valley Labs is working on a new urine test which tells us about cartilage loss, because when a person's getting osteoarthritis, they are starting to lose their cartilage. Yes, now there are other types of arthritis, too, that have to do with autoimmune disease and other health problems, but those are the two major ones that occupy probably 80 to 90% of the field of arthritis, ma'am.
Well, that autoimmune arthritis, I'd never heard of it. That was one of the kinds she said she has.
Okay, well, it is possible. Now, for that, one has to look for the cause of the autoimmune disease and get after it, and the arthritis subsides along with it. Did she tell you she has an autoimmune disease, and did she name it if she does?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
well, you might let her know that, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, nature is this way. It doesn't matter what the Seattle City Council says. Nature is sexist about certain things,
mm-hmm.
And one of them is autoimmune disease. Women get 5 or 6 times as much more autoimmune disease than men do. That's just nature. But it also is possible to reverse an autoimmune disease. Have you ever heard, ma'am, that when a woman goes into pregnancy, her autoimmune disease goes into remission for the whole time she's pregnant? That's not at all unusual. Well, researchers have tracked that down. What are the two things that come out in very large quantities when a woman's pregnant? Or I should say, what are two of the things that come out in very large quantities when a woman's pregnant? One of them is the hormone estriol, which is one of the estrogens. And a Dr. Nancy Sacotti at the University of, I think, UCLA or USC, one or the other, actually, with brain scans, was able to show a very significant remission in multiple sclerosis and autoimmune disease just by having ladies use estriol. That's all. And they weren't pregnant. They were just using the hormone that is in big quantities when women are pregnant. Okay, number two, it was shown in research again in 1980-81 that the other thing, another thing I should say, that comes out in large quantities during pregnancy called HCG, why, that actually shifts the whole immune system away from autoimmunity. Yes, there's research on this. So she really needs to talk with a doc who's not skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can help her at least with those two tools. Look, they're not going to kill anybody. Pregnant women always survive them and do quite well, thank you. And there's other tools, too, that we can help with autoimmune disease. For example, looking to see what triggered it in the first place. And there's a variety of things that can do that. Candida can do it. A little Helicobacter pylori can do that. We have to look for the cause of the autoimmune disease. But in the meantime, we can employ the tools that nature employs when a woman goes into pregnancy and her autoimmune disease remits.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, doctor. Appreciate your time here.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling. And pass that along to your friend, please, because she need not take patent medicines for the problem.